Mother's Day weekend marked the opening of the Apex, a sports and recreation venue that's the new home of three local roller derby teams. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about the new venue and the sport of roller derby are Cincinnati Roller Girls skater Kendall Crawford, Black and Bluegrass roller derby skater Melissa Mitchell, and Cincinnati Junior roller derby skater Audrey Hitburn. Thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Yes, thanks for having us.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you all. Melissa, how long have you been involved with roller derby? I'm wondering if you ever skated at the Cincinnati Gardens and
what that was like.
Yeah.
Our team skated against CRG the last bout before they tore it down, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
And I personally have been doing derby since 2006.
Wow.
Yeah, I started with a different team, Riverside Roller Girls. They were out of Newport, and then they were absorbed by Black and Bluegrass Roller Derby.
I see. Was the Cincinnati Gardens, was there something special about skating there?
It was kind of massive feeling, and you felt kind of like a star when you skated there.
I guess it got pretty hot in the summer, though, didn't it?
Yeah, but from our other venues, it was about the same.
Okay. There you go. Kendall, tell us about the Apex, the new venue. Where is it? What does it allow the teams to do that they couldn't before?
Yeah. So the Apex is in Northside, which we're super excited about. It just kind of feels like the perfect place for our roller derby community. And before, Cincinnati Roller Girls, we were having our games in Evendale. And then we were practicing at the skating place near Colerain. And so what this gives us is a place to practice and have games and have a little bit more independence in the types of events that we throw on. So, I mean, I started roller derby just by going to a roller derby boot camp and learning. And so now we can have more of those and make our own schedule. It's just really exciting to have a dedicated place for roller derby that will be known as, you know, the roller derby skating place. Everybody will get to see all the different teams there.
And this is no shade on Kendall or Melissa, but Audrey, you are clearly the youngest roller derby person in the room here. What got you interested in roller derby? Have you skated in the new place yet?
Yes, I have. And I got interested in roller derby by reading Roller Girl. It's a roller derby book. And before I had even finished the book, I came up to my parents like, can I play roller derby? And what's fun is that they actually used to have season tickets to CRG, and they watched them at the gardens. And so when I was born, they kind of like stopped, you know, going and watching the games. But when I was like, oh, can I play derby? They were like, oh, yeah, that's so cool. We'll find a team. And so we found the team that I'm on currently, and it's just stuck.
So you absorb that in the womb, that roller derby energy.
Yeah, I think my mom actually went to the gardens when she was pregnant with me.
Okay. So. Well, there you go. Powerful sport. Melissa, how many spectators can you have at the Apex? How many people does it fit?
I believe it's 200.
Around 200, 250.
Wow. People. Wow. Okay, I want to get into the basics of roller derby because I have never played myself, although I know I look very tough sitting here in this studio. Kendall, how do you score points? What's the deal?
Yeah, so in roller derby, you've got four blockers and then one player called a jammer, and they wear this pretty star on their head, and they are the score pointer of the game. So at the same time, there are 10 skaters on the track, and the goal of all the blockers, the opposing blockers, is to stop that jammer from getting through. Do whatever you can, or whatever you legally can in this sport, to stop the jammer from going through. So each time the jammer does make it through and they do a lap around, they get a point for every pair of hips that they pass.
Oh, so it's kind of like a racetrack, and every time you pass that start line or whatever, okay,
yeah,
the jammer.
It is kind of like that. And there are like around 2-minute jams. That's as long as they will go. And it's the interesting thing about it is it's like offense and defense all at the same time. So like if you imagine like watching, you know, a football game, you get like offense and then defense, but this is just everything all at once.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
And on skates.
Yeah.
Good point.
Because I read that, Melissa. I read that it's the only sport where you're playing offense and defense at the same time, which kind of blew my mind. Talk a little bit more about how that works.
So like, as a blocker, my job is to stop their jammer. Like, that's my first priority.
Like, how, like, throwing elbows? How do you stop a jammer?
That's not legal.
Okay.
Look at you, bad girl. So you can hit with the side, your side
of
within
your
a certain zone.
Oh, okay.
And hips are a really good one to use.
Yeah.
I feel, or a combo of shoulder hip.
Yeah.
But so you block that jammer. You also block with your body. It's called booty blocking, but you block with your body and you rotate back and forth.
Okay.
And then when their jammer gets through, then you immediately need to flip to help your jammer. So if they're coming back around, you're doing defense to get them through, or if they need help getting through, you defend to get them through, but then you're immediately having to keep an eye on that jammer from the opposite team coming around the track to get right back in position and ready to take those hits and give those hits.
Oh my gosh, it's a lot to think about while you're on wheels. We're talking about roller derby in a new venue called the Apex in Northside, where three local roller derby teams compete. Do you have questions or comments about the venue or about roller derby? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Audrey, we're just talking about offense and defense at the same time, which makes my head hurt a little bit just trying to imagine it. How hard is that to do?
I mean, it can be challenging. It kind of depends on the team you're playing, how fast the game's moving. But it can be challenging at times, but it's definitely very fun, and I do enjoy it.
Yeah. Are you a blocker or a jammer?
I do both.
You do both?
Yes.
So you're very versatile.
Yes.
What do you like doing better?
Probably jamming. When I first started, I was a jammer. I've been blocking more recently, but I think I do like jamming better.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. I like to be able to skate around and, I don't know.
Does the star on your head have anything to do with it?
No, I think the jammer gets more attention. Oh. And I'm not saying I want more attention, but I do like scoring the points.
Yeah, yeah, you get the glory a little bit.
The glory. There
and
you
all
go.
The good bout photographs after the
That's
bout.
True.
Yeah, I feel like blockers don't get as good of pictures.
We know.
Tell me what the pictures. Pictures are such an important part of everything these days. What are the pictures about, Kendall?
The pictures. So like during the games, we'll have photographers there and they'll take these really incredible photos of the skaters mid-action. So I'm sure Audrey Hepburn has plenty of those. We recently had one of our skaters. There's this thing called an apex jump, which plays into the name of the venue, but it's basically when you leap and take yourself all off skates and jump over the apex, the little corner around to get through blockers. We have like a wonderful photo of one of our skaters doing that midair, just like sprawling. It's beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now this brings me to the names, because so I'm guessing Audrey Hepburn is not your government name. Am I right about that?
No, it is not my government name.
Okay, so what's your government name?
Audrey Bender.
Okay, Audrey Bender. Because I was going to say, wow, if you were born with the name Hepburn, that was like you were destined to be a roller derby person. Well, let's talk about the importance of these names. So, Melissa, what's your roller derby name?
So mine is Melcat.
Melcat. Where does that come from?
It's Hellcat and Melissa morphed together.
Like they had a baby.
Yeah. And then baby Melcat was born.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you come up with it? It's hard to think about your perfect roller derby name.
Yes. I mean, so the thing is I wanted, of course, it to sound tough.
Sure.
But at the time, you couldn't have the same name as someone else in the world that had that name.
Mm.
So Hellcat was already taken.
It's
so,
like SAG-AFTRA or whatever, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, me and my derby wife at the time and came, you know, like, well, what about Melcat? And so that's what stuck.
Okay. That makes sense. Kendall, what's your roller derby name?
My roller derby name is Junie B. Bones. But I go by Bones. Not in the office, but
not in the office. Where did Junie B. Bones come from? Are you a big Junie B. Jones fan?
Yes, okay. I was. And growing up, my mom always used to poke fun at me and say I acted like Junie B. Jones a lot of the times. And so, yeah. I just wanted a name that I felt like fit me and I feel like Junie B. Jones does, and it's just a little scarier.
Right, exactly. You got to get that threat in the name.
Exactly. That's part of the fun is finding a threatening pun to integrate. Yeah.
Well, Audrey, did you come up with your name yourself? Did you have any help? Was this a family event to come up with the perfect roller derby name?
It was mainly my dad. Okay. So I was struggling to find a name that I liked that fit me because I wanted to be called Audrey because I didn't want to have to be like, oh, my name's this now at derby and then
that's just confusing.
My house. Yeah, my name's Audrey.
Right.
So my dad came up with the name Audrey Hepburn and I was like, oh, that's a cool name. And I didn't even know who Audrey Hepburn was until we looked it up and I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And we chose that name and... yeah, I've had it ever since.
Yeah.
So.
I like that. It's like threatening and classy at the same
time.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. So when I think of roller derby, I think of skaters just smashing into each other with like all the energy that you can. Melissa, how tough can this sport get? How rough can it be out there?
Well, the scar on my ankle would tell you that it is a full contact sport. With injuries, I broke my fibula back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing a scrimmage.
Yeah.
And but lots of broken fingers for me personally. So, yeah, it is a full contact sport on skates, and people do get hurt. And there are common injuries of ankle, knees, shoulders, wrists, concussion, tailbone.
What about you, Kendall? Any war stories?
I haven't racked up the same amount of injuries yet, but I haven't been playing nearly as long. So, yeah, knock on wood. But it is certainly tough, and like I do leave practice with a lot of bruises. Especially when I first started, I was like, why is no one checking in on me? I've got like so many bruises on my arms.
That's right. There should be somebody reporting from the end of a match.
Like, yeah. It's as safe as you can make a full contact sport. I mean, there are lots of rules on like the legal target zones, like Melcat was talking about before. But things happen and you've got to be... I guess you just have to be prepared to spend some time on the ground. Like when I first started, I spent so much time on the ground and I just got used to it. And then you get back up again and you keep playing.
Yeah. What about you, Audrey? Have you gotten hurt yet? Do you wear like three helmets? Like I think if you were my daughter, I'd just be stacking helmets on you for days.
I have sprained my wrist playing roller derby. And I had one concussion like a month ago, or it was a few weeks ago or something. But other than that, I haven't really had any injuries, but it definitely is a rough sport and you just have to be prepared for the hits you're going to be taking.
That's right.
The hits you're going to give.
You kind of know going into it. It's not a surprise.
No.
Yeah. Mel, why does roller derby seem to be a women dominated sport? Is that true everywhere or is that just locally?
It started out female. It's kind of bounced back and forth through the years. Mm-hmm. So it started out more female in the 30s. And then through the years, when my parents would watch roller derby on TV, it was open gender then. And then the resurgence came and it was all female. And now... we are going back to open gender. So we have an open gender team this season.
At Black and Bluegrass.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Have you had a lot of people who identify as men who want to be part of the team?
I'd say a handful, but we're trying to get the word out there and get more. And then also non-binary individuals as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Kendall, the two adult teams in the room are part of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. Is it unusual to have two teams in such close proximity? I mean, just right across the river from each other?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, like you said, before you played with Newport before, mm-hmm. and then that became one team. So I think there has over time, been like mergers or collaborations, but we're really lucky to be in an area that has... so many teams even near us, like Dayton has a team and there's Southern Indiana. And so I think, there's interest here in the greater Cincinnati area and we both are able to field a bunch of players. So, I mean, we are lucky and unique in that way that there are a lot of teams that we get to face off against each other and, get support, lean on each other for support and scrimmages. And so it's really nice.
Yeah. Audrey, do you have teams that are like heroes and teams that are villains in this sport?
I wouldn't say so.
Okay. What do you think of yourself as hero or villain?
I don't know.
You don't have to pick. Like, maybe that's too much pressure. You're just out there to win, probably. Score points and win.
Yeah, there is definitely... Some teams hit harder, some teams don't. I mean, every team is different, so it depends on the team I'm playing.
Sure, that makes sense. How athletic do you have to be to compete in this? I guess, Melissa, did you play a lot of other sports growing up? Were you always really athletic?
I am a busybody, yes. I did a lot of sports in elementary, junior high, high school, and then kind of found roller derby in my undergrad. But I've always been a pretty active person.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you have to be an active person to play derby. Derby is just one of those sports that anybody can play. You kind of get in where you fit in, and you didn't have to be a sport person in your high school, you know. And also with body types, there's so many ranges of body types in derby too. It's just like a sport for everybody.
Yeah. What about you, Kendall? Were you a jock?
Yeah, no. I was a nerdy theater kid, so absolutely not. I mean, I think that's part of why I've loved learning this sport so much recently, was like I never really thought of myself as athletic before. But then like I went to like a boot camp, got, you know, taught to skate. I could hardly move at first. But you just like slowly develop the skills. And then now I'm totally strong. Like, absolutely. Like, anyone can do this sport. I think there are people that are able to teach you. And it does like change your viewpoint of yourself and your capabilities. Like, I would have never put myself in that box before, but now I would totally be like, yeah, I'm a roller derby athlete. So that's a really great part about it, is that, you know, no experience, no skating experience required, no prior sports.
Yeah. What about you, Audrey? Were you involved in other sports before you started doing this?
No, there's not really any sports that stuck out to me until, like I said, I read that book and I was like, oh, that's cool. And I did skate at Beachmont Roller Arena once a week, so I already knew how to skate. But like she said, anybody can come and try this out. But yeah, I feel like it was a really fun. It really is a fun sport, and it's a very inviting community.
Yeah,
it's very fun.
So. That's great. Well, Kendall, I know you have a job outside of roller derby.
I do.
People probably recognize your voice. Tell us briefly what you do and why you decide to invest time and money into this sport.
Yes. So I'm a reporter with the Ohio Newsroom. So yes, you may have heard like our segment on Daily. And I didn't play roller derby until I moved back to Cincinnati for this wonderful job. And when I moved back, I saw that my English teacher had posted on her Facebook that she was helping to run a roller derby boot camp. And I thought, what is that? That sounds fun. Her name now is aptly Payne Austin. And I'm on the team with her. So she got me interested in it just by posting about it. I went, like I said, I could hardly skate. But I just was really drawn to the community of people. Like, everyone was so kind about like teaching me how to turn around, teaching me how to stop so I didn't have to like run into the wall. And I just really, you know, I fell down a lot, but I really fell in love with it at the same time. And so since then, it's a lot of, you know, practicing and getting my skates under me. And but I haven't regretted all the time and energy that I've put into this after work. Honestly, a lot of times it's the thing that if I've had a stressful day of reporting, I go back and I'm like, okay, I can, you know, get on skates and just have fun with people that are really welcoming and inviting.
Yeah, just slam into somebody.
Yeah, slam into someone. A lot of people like to say it's like cheaper than therapy, but I wouldn't go quite as far as to say it's my therapy, but it is definitely something that brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah. And Melissa, what do you do when you're not Melcat?
I am in the arts. So I am an artist and I also do curating for shows. Right now I'm doing a contract work for Arts Wave downtown. for their community outreach and programming for their Arts Wave Pass.
Oh, great, great. And are you, and did, what is it about roller derby that keeps you involved?
Well, it gets in your blood, for sure. I love the community that, you know, it, to me, it's like instantly you have like 30 plus friends, right? They've become my family through the years, so I miss them. If I'm not there, I miss them. And then just being active, like it's so high energy, like you're burning so many calories when you're doing derby. So that is also a plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this has been great. I have been talking with Cincinnati Roller Girls skater Kendall Crawford, AKA Junie B. Bones, black and bluegrass roller derby skater Melissa Mitchell, AKA Melcat, and Cincinnati Junior Roller Derby skater Audrey Bender, a.k.a. Audrey Hitburn. Thank you all so much for your time today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you
Bye.
So much, Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find more information about the next home games for the Cincinnati Roller Girls Black and Bluegrass Roller Derby and Cincinnati Junior Roller Derby on our website, WVXU.org. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Marshall Verbsky. If you miss our program live, you can find Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thanks so much for listening.